the flagship station for Clemson football.
Lawrence takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Steps up, throws it down the middle, has Ross open, he catches it at the 25, gonna race into the end zone, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman.
Oh, I've been loved to remember the number 353-5053. Let them take care of you. Harbin Lumber is a full-service lumber yard. Every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. In the old days, we didn't have the technology they have, and they're tops when it comes to technology. But let's face it, a lot of people have technology. They have the best in products. Let's face it, you can get good products at a lot of places. They have all kinds of incentives. Let's say you can get incentives at a lot of places. Where they're really going to just knock your socks off and blow away the competition is the way they partner with you, the way that they continue to their customer service, and the way that they really help save you time, help save you your money, help save you, you know, more efficient with both of those. If you're not successful, they're not successful. I want you to go by and see our great friends over at Harbin Lumber. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com, Harbin Lumber, remember the number. 353-5053 again, 353-5053. All right, John, let me give you some of the numbers that we're talking about. And in this segment, I'll get you the ESPN, the Rivals, and the 247 rankings, the updated rankings, and see where what Putnam did as far as Clemson is concerned there. But how about this number, this overall number here? All my life, I've heard about, boy, you got to recruit your state first. You got to recruit your state first. And true. It's very true. Unfortunately, when your state's not good in some areas and you find ways to go out and make up for it in others, Alabama, Georgia, and Clemson signed 75 players so far in their three classes.
Wow.
How many do you think of those were out-of-state players?
I'm going to go with, in the total, probably about 75%.
Very good. 61 out of 75.
There you go.
You would think, and look, Georgia's is a fantastic year this year in the state of Georgia. But still, Georgia went out of the state and signed some great players. Going over getting N'Kobe Dean from over at Mississippi. The point is, you're going to go wherever the best players are.
Right.
And when you have that national swag, when you carry that with you, it's easy to see that Georgia can go in some place. We talked about Georgia and their recruiting in the past. Well, they went up to Michigan and got the quarterback that they wanted afterwards.
Yeah.
Went out to Kansas, went to Alabama, went to Texas, went to Tennessee. You know, went to Rhode Island and got players. We told you Clemson signed players from 14 different states. Think about Alabama is Alabama's not a great state as Alabama's a lot like the state of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? Go down to Florida. They went to Texas. They went to Louisiana. They went to Maryland. They went to New Jersey. Went to Illinois. They went to Mississippi. Went to our nation's capital, D.C. They signed players from all over the place. 61 out of 75 players, the top three schools in the country recruiting wise. Well, you know, A&M. We'll go over A&M's in a second. LSU's, you know, the top three football programs maybe in the country right now. Mm-hmm. 61 out of 75 out of state guys.
That's pretty crazy.
Crazy. Updated recruiting rankings post Will Putnam choosing Clemson yesterday. The Tigers move up one spot. Change with LSU in the ESPN rankings. They go from 7 to 6. Florida State still at 18. I'm going to tell you what this means to Clemson and Florida State in a second. The 247, Tigers move up one spot. They move up to number 5. That's Alabama, Georgia, A&M, LSU, and Clemson in 247 composite rankings. And the Rivals.com, they're number 5. Alabama, Georgia, A&M, LSU, and Clemson. And they're not done. Who knows how many players are going to sign? 1, 2, 3. We'll talk more about some of the other recruiting targets a little bit later on. But just a little bit as far as the rankings goes. Clemson moving up a spot because of one player. A player of need.
Yeah.
Now, let me mention this about what this means. And first of all, let me back up. To answer Boogie's question, when's the last time Clemson had a decommitment? You've got to go back to the 2014 class, but it happened in 2013, I think, when Dalvin Cook was committed. He might have been committed maybe as like a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
And he backed out, and he ended up signing with Florida State. The only other ones that I recall, you had Robert Kimdichie in 2013 and Elijah Daniels in 2013. Those were two defensive ends. DeMarcus Robinson was the wide receiver that ended up signing with Florida. Ryan Jenkins was a wide receiver that ended up signing with Tennessee. You know what's funny about all those guys? College careers weren't as good as I thought they were going to be.
Yep. It's just about to say something like that.
And from an academic standpoint, the commitment that they didn't get from an academic standpoint, Cordarian Richardson was one that they signed, but they knew or they found out about the ineligibility part of it. I don't know if you can't really count that one. I don't know the one before that one, but that would be one kind of in that category that Boogie was talking about.
Mm-hmm. And we got ETN, so I think we won in that battle.
Oh, we won in that battle, no doubt about that. I think the point that Boogie was making is that Clemson doesn't lose commitments. If you have to go back to 2013 for the last decommitment.
Yeah.
Now, Shaq Smith decommitted, but he ended up back signing with Clemson.
Right.
Because he wanted to look around. So, 2013, to go back and find a commitment that they lost to sign somewhere else.
That is really remarkable in today's day and age where kids are flipping all the time and going to visit everywhere. But if you heard Dabo talk the other day, it makes sense.
It does. It makes a lot of sense. And it's really something that it's surprising across the country, but it's not surprising that it happens here that way. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. It makes tons of sense.
It's really who they are. It's really what they're totally about.
I mean, Dabo said the other day that when kids try to commit, he talks them out of it.
Right.
He wants to make sure that you are 100%, as we say, all in. And
you understand the word commitment.
Yep.
It's pretty interesting stuff there. This helps Clemson because Clemson is in a huge need for offensive linemen. This gives you, someone told me, the fifth or sixth highest rated offensive lineman Clemson has signed in the Rivals.com era.
Really?
Behind Mitch Hyatt, Jackson Carman, and maybe somebody. Fourth or fifth highest offensive lineman they've ever signed in the Rivals era.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Glad he's here.
What's that?
I'm just glad he's here. Glad he's on board.
Yeah. And a guy, look, they need offensive lineman, no doubt about that. With that said, it also helps you because you're cripple an opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about this for a second. John_Hyde on Twitter. Who's Clemson's biggest threat over the next 5 years in the Atlantic Division?
The fact that I'm about to say this sentence just angers me, but I'm going to have to say NC State.
It's crazy.
I would have to say State. Until Florida State proves that they're better than that 59-10 ball game that we played, a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Or that they're making any kind of strides, because I'm not sure that's the case.
It would barely be Louisville.
Yeah. So, that's an issue, no doubt about it. If it should be Florida State.
Every year. It should come down to Clemson and Florida State every year for the Atlantic.
But the fact that you think it's somebody else other than Florida State goes to show you that something's wrong in Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
Something's big time wrong.
I don't know if it's, obviously Jimbo didn't leave things in the best, in the best situation.
Yeah.
You can't blame Taggart for all of it, but we're about to start blaming for some of it.
I think he certainly takes a blame as far as all that goes. When you can, and on top of that, it's not like Florida State. It's not like you took a defensive back from them. You take a defensive back from Florida State, you know what? They can recover. You take a top 100 defensive back from Florida State, and, man, they've got Florida State. They've got wide defensive backs just everywhere around campus. They're just everywhere you look, you see a defensive back. This is offensive line. They signed one offensive lineman so far in this class, and it's their – I say two, I guess it is. But it's their biggest area of need. They signed a four-star and a three-star. I'm sorry, they signed three. There's another three-star here I'm showing them now. Signed three so far, but they need them and need them bad. So it hurts probably your biggest rival in the division, and it helps yours. Let me get to Snap Hook, 654 Roar. Josh Williams, 725. Scott Reimer, 745. Tyler Vincent, 805. Let's get some phone calls in the segment. Good morning, Snap Hook. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are y'all doing? You too, Mickey.
Touche.
Going into work for the last day of 2018, Mickey. Can't wait to have some time off, brother.
Well, deserved. I don't know does your company know that we're actually working on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday next week, or?
I'll
skip that.
Don't tell anybody. Okay. The upstate is safe this morning because Mrs. Snaphook is off, so you guys, feel free to drive as reckless as you want. Everything's going to be all right.
And I got to be honest with you, buddy, the weather's not very good out there, so be careful.
No doubt. Mickey, didn't we get a recruit from Nigeria this time?
You got a couple, Clemson's got three guys with fairly close ties. I'm not sure how far down their line, but in Espinoza Rubin, in Rook Ororo, and in Daniel Ngata, three guys. I think Ngata's dad came over from Cameroon, so that's the first generation. I'm not sure how far back Rook or Espinoza go. How many years they've been over, but you're starting to see it all over the country now that a little more of an African influence of these. It was wonderful athletes coming over and getting a great opportunity to see student athlete.
I mean, we're recruiting intercontinental, not just out of state.
We had the one guy call in the show about 10 years ago that said Clemson needs to recruit Europe a little bit better. I was like, what?
Recruit Europe. Yeah. I don't know. I could go on that recruiting trip. I could show them around. Been over there a few times. So.
Well, and you know what? Speaking of internationally, with DJ Uwe Ngalale, I go back to Marcus Mariota and Tua and those guys, and seeing the Polynesian, seeing the Hawaiian, seeing the Samoan, seeing the influence, and just how that culture. I read an article about Joseph Ngata's dad, and their commitment to their religion and to education. And I got to tell you, man, there are some very, very impressive kids coming from very impressive families. When you're talking about expanding that recruiting thumbprint out there a little bit.
Yeah, man, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, Mickey, I'm
going to
take some time off, play some golf, got a couple of tournaments playing. Man, if I don't hear from you, have a Merry Christmas
too,
and
buddy.
Happy New Year. And appreciate you guys, and always avid listener. Just thank you guys for what you do.
Thank
y'all
you.
Y'all have a good one.
You too. Y'all have a Merry Christmas. Take care, my friend. See the guy that knows more about it than I do, and Seminole Ted. Hey, good morning, Seminole Ted. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Good pickup for you guys on Putnam. I was really hoping we'd get him. You know, at the end of the day, people look at the transition from Bowden to Fisher. That was already Fisher's team for 5 years before he officially took the reins. So it's not like he took over a brand-new team. And you take Willie Taggart. He runs a spread offense. And trying to take a pro style offense and mold it into that just isn't going to work. You know, where I fault Willie Taggart is the times where the team just blatantly folded like a cheap suit and just threw it in for the game.
That's the issue I have with Florida State football right now. Now, I do think that is something that he's going to work on. I think that this guy's going to have more patience from the fans, and they're going to have to. It's not like Jimbo Fisher taking over. That's the biggest point I want to bring in. But I do think, too, with the recruits they were able to hold on to, it does show how good of a recruiter Willie Taggart is. I'm just hoping that he gets the pieces around him to help coach these kids up. That's pretty much all I got, and I'll take your comments off the air.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. I think that Willie Taggart is an excellent recruiter.
For sure. Making sell ice to an Eskimo.
Yeah. Texas said, Mickey said Hawaii was international. Part of it was tongue-in-cheek about Tua. But no, not that. I'm talking about the Polynesian culture. Is that right?
Polynesian
culture. The Samoan culture, the South, is it Pacific Islander?
Right.
Culture is what I'm talking about there. I understand that Hawaii is a state. Now, I've been around long enough to know that. They're part of the United States of America. I understand a part of that. But much like when we talk about players from Puerto Rico, we talk about the Latin influence in baseball. Same thing in football there. Texture. I think that Willie Taggart is an excellent recruiter. Is he good enough to manage what has to be managed as a head football coach of a $100 million organization? I don't know that. Is he good enough to get great assistant coaches? I don't know that. I was not impressed with Walt Bell, the offensive coordinator hire, but I know that Taggart calls the plays. And it's seemingly a reach to hire Kendall Briles coming over. I would still think that Kendall Briles still has a bit of mud on his resume.
A little bit.
And do you want to get in that mud?
I think you've got to weigh out the options of, how much you want to get in the mud and how desperate are you to win. And you got to find that line.
Yeah.
And that line's different for everybody and every program. It clearly is, we've seen out there.
That line moves as you lose.
Yes.
You can have a higher standard if you win.
Yeah, Clemson holds themselves to a very high standard here. Best is the standard. Well, that's because we won a whole bunch of ball games.
Right. And you don't have to. Look, there's somebody told me about how easy Dabo's job is. An assistant football coach somewhere told me this. And Dabo's job, he's got it easy because he can recruit character and talent.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't have that opportunity for both. The pool is small when you're talking about character and talent. That once those guys go, then to Alabama's and Georgia's and Clemson's and Ohio State's and Texas and schools like that, then we're left with having to make a choice. And Dabo doesn't have to make a choice. Well, he does, but there's enough in the pool to still have people to choose from.
Right.
And the guy said, man, the pool I'm choosing from, we don't have that choice. So, interesting stuff there. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Josh Williams is going to join us. Josh is going to give us a little thoughts about the Bahamas Bowl line move, about Houston and Army, about quarterback transfers, and some Cotton Bowl updates. Don't forget, 7:45, Scott Reimer, 8:05, Tyler Vissen. We've got a lot to do. Hey, my friends over at Donnie Patterson, the Patterson's Tax Service, 859-8289. Again, 859-8289. It is our wonderful friends there. When I say this, I say that it's turned into a great friendship. I go see them because of my taxes. Now, as a result, we talk about family, and man, Russell's got the cutest little girl in the world. And he asks me about ours all the time too, and talk about his dad and his family and all that stuff, which is great. We call each other up and wish each other well and Christmas and all that kind of stuff. But it started out of taxes. And I'm going to tell you right now, the bottom line is that taxes don't have to be complicated. Before I went to the Patterson's Tax Service, I'd worry, I'd fret, I'd panic, I'd lose something. I try to find it. I've got, I'm on the right page. I'm going to see the right thing. I try to do it myself. Well, years and years and years ago, I found the Patterson's Tax Service. And now I take a big envelope. They take care of it for me. Easy as pie. I trust them. They maximize my tax return. It's a wonderful friends over at Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PatTax.com, 859-8289. Again, 859-8289. A break will come back. Josh Williams right after this.
This Saturday, things heat up on the basketball court as Brad Brownell's Tigers head down I-26 to take on the South Carolina Gamecocks in hopes of making it three in a row over our rivals from Columbia. Broadcast begins at 1:30 with first tip at 2 right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takuchi compact equipment at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Now through December 31st, it's Supplier Pricing Month at George Coleman Ford, where cars and trucks cost less than travelers' rest. They want to close out the year with a bang, so George Coleman Ford is honoring supplier pricing on all new vehicle models. George Coleman Ford guarantees you won't find a better deal on any in-stock new Ford anywhere in the upstate. Act now, because these deals are only good through December 31st. Just mention this ad and get supplier pricing at George Coleman Ford.
The beauty of playing golf at Arrowhead Point in December is you're playing one of the top courses in Georgia, and you're set to save big in doing so. It's as simple as this. Get together your foursome. Book online at arrowheadpointgc.com and enter the promo code WCCP. Then, you and your three friends will save 25% off the online rate booked through December. It must be a foursome, and you have to book online. Arrowhead Point in Elberton on beautiful Richard B. Russell Lake.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with Ag South Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country, Ag South has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
Not all gifts come in a box with a bow. This holiday season, make Christmas mean a little bit more and give the gift of life. Donate blood. The Blood Connection is your local blood center serving the patients in our community. By donating blood, you give someone else a chance to celebrate another Christmas. Donate blood at a convenient Blood Connection center or find the next blood drive closest to you at bloodconnection.org. There isn't a bow large enough to wrap around the gift of life. bloodconnection.org.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Screen door slam. See, Mary's dressed. How old are you, John?
30.
Told me this before. 30. I'm trying to get back to 30.
Right.
Back to 30.com. I started meeting with these folks actually about a month ago, and then we set it up to where went in for a little consultation, and Angela sat me down and we looked at my face, and we said, we could do some Botox, and I chose not to do that. A lot of you can, it's safe, and people like it and do it. I chose not to do that. But my biggest thing that I thought was, I've got these little sunspots from playing golf. I wear sunglasses, and I think it kind of bounces off. Anyway, I got three big sunspots on my face.
Mm-hmm.
Age spots or whatever, too. You don't have to worry about this. I'm trying to get back what your face looks like. So we did this procedure. I'm doing three of them. And number one thing she said, you got to wear sunscreen. So they gave me some sunscreen to wear. Now, man, I'm going to look like Brad Pitt when it's all said and done. Hey, guys, give them 5 minutes. I'll give you back 10 years. You want to look better, feel better. You're thinking about some, hormone therapy. You're thinking about some Botox stuff. You're thinking about some micro sculpting and body contouring. They can do everything for you. You're going to look better. You're going to feel better. It's my great friends at backto30.com with four very convenient locations in the upstate. Good people over there. I'm going back to first year, backto30.com. Hey, J-Dub joins us. Going to talk a little Vegas, a little quarterbacks, a little Cotton Bowl stuff. Good morning, Josh Williams. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Good. So you don't have to worry about looking old either. So enjoy your youth,
not
my
yet.
Friends. Yeah, enjoy your youth. Four things we're getting to today. First and foremost, and I'm not even familiar with this one, but there's a little movement in the Bahamas Bowl line. I wasn't even familiar with this.
Yeah, this started out, opened up Florida International, was about a 6-point dog, and they've been kind of one of the trendy public underdogs as far as the wagering had gone so far. They've gotten only about 60% of the tickets, but over 70% of the money that had driven that line down to about 5, and there was even a couple of 4.5 show. But then comes yesterday, and then it's officially announced that they're starting quarterback James Morgan, who was the Conference USA newcomer of the year, is not going to play, and it quickly shot up to 7. And probably will keep going, I would think. I would think that maybe even touches 7.5 to 8 as you get to game time, but it is an early kick today, being at noon. Really, before that happened, really the biggest movement was on the point total. Being down in the Bahamas, it's supposed to be pretty consistent wins, 20 plus the whole game, which had attracted over 90% of the money wagered on the under. That has driven the point total down almost 10 points from 66.5 down to where it sits now, around 57. So not only has the point total come down a lot, but now the line on the games kind of jumped back up as well, and probably will continue to go up as you get close to kick.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see any game move quite that much on both of those. A game I'm very interested in after watching the Army and Navy game and seeing Houston play a couple times this year. What are the thoughts on Houston and Army?
Yeah, this is one, Army is one that, you'd almost think that they're never really playing in a bowl game that's, close to New Year's. So, you'd almost think there'd be one that is a little bit of a disadvantage when you come to bowl season, because of that Army-Navy game being a full, a full week later than the conference championship games, but really at least 2 weeks later than most others are going to play. And so it's just a little quicker turnaround for them. But, this line opened up around 3. They've gotten 3-to-1 action in ticket count and basically 2-to-1 in terms of money wager. That's driven this up to 5. And I think this line is probably going to continue to go up as well. But you're looking at the, I mean, obviously Ed Oliver is not going to play. I think they got a couple other guys banged up there on the defensive line, but obviously their starting quarterback they lost late in the year. Houston was not very good after that. And if you just look at the game that Houston played Navy, Navy put up 36 points and almost 400 yards on the ground. So I think you'd be able to see pretty quick in this one how motivated Houston is to be there. I don't think you have to worry about that with Army, but one metric a lot of people like to use is looking at a yards per play perspective for offense, defense, and doing a net yards per play. You look at these two defenses, and on paper they're pretty similar. Houston's defense, they allow a total of 5.71 yards per play. Army, 5.72. But you look at it a little bit more on the year. Houston's defense has faced over 1,000 plays, and Army's is just over 600. So a huge difference there, because Army's only allows right around 300 a game, and Houston's is close to 500. So this is where that Army ball control and death by 1,000 paper cuts will come into play, most likely.
And it's hard not to pull for Army, man. The country's got to be pulling for Army. We'll see what it means to the line maybe a little bit later on. How about the Cotton Bowl? You know, it's hard to believe that we've got the Christmas holidays. It's actually a little earlier this year because it's on the 29th, but in 8 days, Clemson and Notre Dame will be going at it. What's the latest and some thoughts there?
Well, we talked about this last week, how I was a little bit surprised that the line had gone up to 12 at the time, and, you know, lo and behold, another week's passed, and it's gone up another point. It's now sitting at Clemson 13. I did even see a couple places, some offshore ones, throw up some 13.5 and even a 14 late yesterday. So it looks like there's nothing stopping this thing going up, but I don't know about you, but to me that still seems like a little bit of a lack of respect for Notre Dame, and I think that number is a little bit too high.
And am I right by saying that when the public starts to get a hold of it, everybody's on minds on Christmas now, so you end up closer to the games and watching it, that Notre Dame is one of these darling favorites, these Subway alumni favorites, and as the public gets a hold to it, you might see that number come down a little bit?
Yeah, definitely so. I mean, I'd be surprised if there was much more movement now, but may pick up as you get to, you know, the end of next week, you know, Thursday, Friday, or mainly Friday and Saturday.
All right. One of the things we're seeing now is transfers and quarterbacks. It seemingly, you know, we had yesterday, we had Khalil Tate's coming back. I think Jalen Hurts has got to go. We know that DeAndre Francois, we're seeing obviously with Fields, Justin Fields, it just happens all the time. You did a little research, and I was pretty surprised by the number you mentioned to me.
Yeah, in light of the Justin Fields number beginning, you know, transfer at the beginning of the week, kind of got me thinking. I went back and excluding this freshman class that he is in with the 2018 class, which there was, I think, 10 quarterbacks ranked in the top 100. Excluding that class, I went back 5 years and looked at quarterbacks that signed that were ranked in the top 100 of the Rivals.com. And just looking at the sheer number of transfers, so you go back five classes. You starting in 2013, there were five quarterbacks ranked in the top 100. Three of those five were transfers. You know, one of them, Max Brown, I think he transferred actually multiple times. 2014, excuse me, with Deshaun Watson's year, there were four quarterbacks ranked in the top 100. And Deshaun Watson was the only one that didn't transfer. Kyle Allen, you know, from A&M. Obviously, we know about Will Greer and also Brendan Harris from LSU. The big one here was 2015. There were nine quarterbacks ranked in the Rivals 100. Five of those nine transferred. And depending on what DeAndre Francois does, that could be six. So it could have two-thirds of those quarterbacks. You could have six out of nine that transferred from the 2015 class. Obviously, the 2016 class, there were six quarterbacks in that top 100. The two highest-ranked ones being Shea Patterson and Jacob Eason were the transfers there. and even have a couple. We even have a couple, as we know, from the 2017 class, being Hunter Johnson from Clemson and Chris Robeson from Oklahoma. So in those classes from 2013 to 2017, there's a total of 31 quarterbacks that were ranked in the Rivals 100. 15 of those transferred. So almost 50% of the quarterbacks being ranked in the top 100 in the country have transferred over the last five recruiting classes.
And that's so far, because you said Francois could be added to that, and you've got to think that some of those guys in that 17 class some aren't through transferring yet. So a 50-50 deal is what it turns into now. That's kind of crazy to think about. But when you recruit a top 100 quarterback, and actually some of those because you recruited two top 100 quarterbacks. You know, Hunter Johnson's a great example of that. Maybe Justin Fields is a great example of that as well. So hard to keep all those guys happy. Can we visit next Friday, leading up to the Oklahoma, Alabama, and Clemson and Notre Dame contest?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, buddy. Sounds great, bud. Always looking forward to it. See you soon, and thanks for checking in. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, you guys have a Merry Christmas. See you next week.
All right, buddy. That's Josh Williams. J-Dub, 15 of 31 top 100 quarterbacks transferred in the last 4 years. Crazy.
It's always not as big of a get as you think with these five stars.
Well,
you just got to.
You can't have two. Lightly. A lot of guys just got better quarterbacks. They're going to play. They want to play. They think they're going to play, and they don't play. So they're going to get out. I do want to do this now. I'll tell you what. Do I have time? Now, let me tell you about Trail, TReHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Let Trail take care of you building your next building. Trail wants to talk to you first. And one of the first questions they're going to ask is, why are you building? And then they're going to start this process with you. And it's going to start with a very pleasant conversation and some thought-provoking conversations. And then it's going to move into, why you're building. Then it's going to move into different kind of delivery methods. And then it's going to move into the relationship part of it, where the blueprints aren't the main thing driving you. This is one they can design to budget. They kind of do it the backwards way. You come up with a budget, they're going to design it to that. If you are on a board, and let's say a church board where you're trying to decide on your church building, this is a great way to do it, because they're accountable when it comes to that budget, which is ultra important, and it comes to that time, which is ultra important. This is the a great, great people to deal with. How about 2016 and 17, and I imagine when it comes out in 18 for the final year, it'll be one of the best places to work that's voted on by the people that work there. Get by and see our great friends, and go by and see why Trail is a different. They will exceed your expectations. It's a different way to do this. They can still get with your architects out there. They can still get that delivery method that works, but they want to shepherd you through this process at Trail, TReHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Speaking of the Cotton Bowl, Scott Reimer will be doing the Tiger pregame show. The Road to Santa Clara begins the Tiger pregame show, and he's going to come next week on Saturday with the great broadcast leading up to it. We'll tell you more about that and his thoughts of the game when you return for more. It's the Mickey Plata Show on a Friday with John Hite. More after this.
Four consecutive ACC titles.
The Clemson Tigers are ready to bring another title home, but there's one more stop on the road to Santa Clara. The Clemson Tigers will battle the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. It's the College Football Playoff Semifinal on December 29th from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Touchdown! The Cotton Bowl starts with the Tiger pregame show at 10 a.m. on December 29th on the flagship station for Clemson Football, 105.5 The Roar.
Relax, we're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today, or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. trust, and local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Christmas.
They're gonna love
the season of giving.
Are you ready?
At Ingles, we know that nothing brings a family together quite like the holidays. This Christmas, let's give what's in our hearts thoughtfully and cheerfully.
This week at Ingles, Del Monte Honey Glow Pineapple, $2.98 each. Select varieties Kellogg's Raisin Bran or Frosted Mini Wheat Cereal, 2 for $6. And select sizes and varieties Kleenex Facial Tissue, 4 for $5. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Hi, Clemson fans. This is Seneca Mayor Pro Tem Ronnie O'Kelly, and we want to invite you to visit our great city, Seneca, just 10 minutes up the road. We have so much to offer.
That's right, Ronnie. You need to check out the Magical Musical Holiday Light Show at Norton Thompson Park in downtown Seneca. It's going on through December 29th, 5:30 till 10 every night, and it's absolutely free to the whole family. Come on and bring the family to downtown Seneca for the Magical Musical Holiday Light Show.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Day Spa 365 at 12 West Stone pampers her with perfect holiday gifts, like a total body massage, facial, or a Vita makeover aromatherapy, scalp massage, manicure, pedicure, champagne lunch, paraffin hand treatment, foot massage, shampoo style. Save half price for just $175, or they'll design a package especially for her. 235-7721 or dayspagreenville at gmail.com. Day Spa 365 at 12 West Stone. A portion of the proceeds benefit Homeless Animals Rescue.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
And a little reverse on a fake punt. Clemson smells it out, though. And it's going to make the tackle at the 23-yard line.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Friends at Engineered Sleep, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And they want to tell you that when I mentioned to folks at Engineered Sleep and the new year coming up, the year be a great year to get a mattress. And these guys are rocking and rolling over there. I really want to say Merry Christmas to the men and women back there making these artful things. It is an art form. These people are amazing at making these beds, and more so this year than any other year. I keep hearing friends and listeners and colleagues and people in the community say, you know what, we want Engineered Sleep this year. And I told you, I keep telling you about it time and time again, about people that I know and emails I keep getting. Keep going to see them. You're going to love it. Don't pay full price, man. Get over there and pay the wholesale rather than the retail. They sell it right out of their own stores. There's not a markup with a middleman. And you still get a custom-made bed, actually an unbelievably made bed. On top of that, tell them you heard about it here. They're going to give you a WCCP discount. What a great deal. It's our friends at Engineer Sleep. And engineersleep.com. Scott Reimer joins us, Tiger pregame show. The road to Santa Clara begins a Tiger pregame show, and we will get the 213th consecutive edition of the Tiger pregame show coming up a week from tomorrow. Good morning, Scott Reimer. How you doing?
Morning, Mick. I hope you're doing well and ready for Christmas. And like we said last week, when we talk this week, we can smell the game. I can begin to smell it a little bit. Yeah. What about you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's still weird because it's a little bit earlier, like 2 days earlier or 3 days earlier than normal because of the 29th falling on Saturday. And still got some Christmas things in there. But no, it's at the forefront of my mind moving forward. Scott, do we know broadcast times and plans and all that kind of stuff? We settled in on this yet?
Yeah, more than likely, and again, things can change and sometimes do when it comes to location. But, you know, we'll broadcast from the media hotel there in Dallas, just kind of headquarters central for all that. Now, again, you got to get your abacus out and your decoder rings from the Christmas story, the little orphan Annie decoder ring to figure out what time we're going to be on because you got the central time stuff going on and the eastern time. So if you're out in Dallas, it's 9 a.m. until 12 a.m. If you're here in the upstate or anywhere on the eastern seaboard, it'll be 10 to 1. But we'll have all that on Twitter. Just follow at 105.5 The Roar, at Tiger Pregame. You can't miss it. And of course, if you're going out there, Mick, and I know you are, folks can stream the show and put that on their Bluetooth in their car or at their tailgate area outside of Jerry's World and listen to the show and get ready for the Tigers and the Fighting Irish.
A big game, you know, all these games are big. You're going to play one of the four best teams in the country and a powerhouse. Does it mean more that it's Notre Dame? We had a buzz here in Death Valley. Scott, we don't play Notre Dame. Well, we haven't played Notre Dame often in the past. We will in the future. I'm going to go over that in a second. But is it a little more that it's Notre Dame, one of these national media darlings, is some way alumni and one of these just highly thought of national powers historically?
I think so. I thought so from the fan perspective when it was announced. Not that Oklahoma doesn't bring that name recognition, because they do, but we've played Oklahoma. In fact, we've played Oklahoma twice in the past, 5 years or so. So I think, you know, that whole idea, and of course we played Alabama, which brings plenty. I thought of all the teams that, and we played Ohio State as well, but of all the teams that, you know, we could have played, I thought Notre Dame brought the most buzz from a fan standpoint. And then the two things I heard from the players earlier this week, Mick, in their interviews, the two things that have their attention is, one of them is just what you just said, Notre Dame. The name, they understand that. It's a marketable thing for them, so there's a buzz for them. But also, and I thought this was kind of surprising because these guys have played in a lot of great places and in a lot of great venues, but they're buzzed about playing in Jerry's World, you know, and to a T they said that. I mean, every one of them that talked about it said they're how excited they are to play in that stadium. So I think the whole game being in Dallas and in Jerry's World and in Notre Dame, I think adds to the buzz of not only fans, but I think the players as well.
Tell me if you think this is crazy, but I had this thought last night. I'm watching Duke play in Madison Square Garden. And I started thinking about all the, you know, what Krzyzewski has done and winning national championships and going to these mega venues, these cathedrals of college basketball. And I started thinking about Clemson football in the same light that, you know, I didn't grow up dreaming of the Fiesta Bowl as a Clemson fan. I didn't grow up dreaming of the Cotton Bowl or the Sugar Bowl really as a Clemson fan. I didn't grow up dreaming playing Alabama, Notre Dame, and Ohio State and Oklahoma. I was worried about Maryland and North Carolina and South Carolina. But it just seemed different now, Scott. We're going to, you mentioned Jerry's World. We've never seen that before. Cotton Bowl, hadn't seen that since the 1939, 1940 kind of, you know, range in there. After a couple trips out to Scottsdale, Arizona, it's just a different culture now in Clemson football.
Yeah, and not, let's not forget, too, you find a way to play 60 minutes of good football in Dallas, and you go play in California. I mean, I don't think any of us thought we'd play in California, certainly not Santa Clara or San Francisco Bay Area. So I totally see what you're saying there. And you're right, I can remember the days when we, you know, in the 80s, and you and I are getting old, a little long in the tooth, but we weren't around for the 1940 Cotton Bowl, neither one of us. But in the 80s, in the late 70s and 80s, it was all about, like you said, you know, you had the big games in the conference and it was all that. And then the rewards were the Citrus Bowl, you know, the Gator Bowl. That was like, you know, the reward for that. And you just think that the reward now is just so different. It's a little more expensive. We talked about that last week, but it's definitely, and here's the thing. I'm blessed to, and I know you feel the same way, because you know, just to get to see it and do it, you know, to me, that's what's fun about it is, to experience this. The Sugar Bowl, you've seen all those games on TV, and I can remember all the great calls from Munson with Georgia down in the Sugar Bowl and all of that kind of stuff. And then you're there, you know, and in some ways it over exceeds your expectations. In some ways it doesn't meet your expectations, because in your mind it's bigger and better and neater, the Superdome and all that kind of stuff, than it really is. You know, it's just a regular football stadium. But I love it, and I'm looking forward to Dallas. Again, I think we said this when we started talking a couple weeks ago. In your fourth year of the playoffs, Clemson could not have drawn a better semifinal, a team that you haven't played in the playoffs yet, a team that brings national recognition in Notre Dame, and then a place that you've never played before, inside, climate controlled. It's just a great, great opportunity for Clemson next Saturday.
There is some old conventional wisdom about team speed and playing on turf. However, Notre Dame plays their home games on artificial turf. Clemson doesn't play their home games on artificial turf. Well, their familiarity of it, will that cancel that out? Will Clemson's speed be a factor in the game on a faster surface, or is that just something that we've had so many days to think about that we're spending too much time on thinking about?
Well, I think the surface itself, the artificial turf or whatever they call that stuff now, synthetic turf, we may be overanalyzing that a little bit just because we're ready to play some football. I think Clemson – and, you know, we'll see, okay, but I think most people will agree that Clemson has more team speed, especially at the skill positions, but you know, across the board, even up front. I think where this would have been a bigger conversation, Mick, would have been had the game been in Miami, which you know, I'm sure they'll have a great field. You know, it looked terrible for one of the Dolphins games a couple of weeks ago, but I'm sure they'll have that thing ready to go for the Orange Bowl. But even then, you know, you could get rain, you could get, you know, inclement weather down there, and I think a sloshy, sloppy field would have minimized to some degree Clemson's speed in that regard. So I think the variable of potentially playing in a quagmire goes away when you're playing inside, and I do think Clemson's speed will be one of the two or three biggest storylines in the game. I just think the skill position speed of Clemson is something that, quite frankly, Notre Dame hasn't played this year, and so we don't know that they can't defend it, but they haven't had anybody on their schedule, including Michigan, that will be anywhere close to matching what they'll see next Saturday.
There's been a lot of talk, Scott, final question, a lot of talk about the college football playoff and expanding of that. Seemingly there's some conferences out there that want a little more inclusion to this. Clemson's done very well with the four-team format. Does an eight-team format, does that help them, hurt them, increase their chances? What is locally here, what does it mean if we do expand?
I get it. I certainly like the idea of you win your conference you're in, and I think most people that in the Power Five, that is. So, you know, most people that are talking about expansion want to reward your conference championship. I think that adds value to the season. I think it would also add value to the beginning of the year, where you can encourage – Clemson doesn't need any encouragement to play tough non-conference teams, but some of these teams do, you know, and I think part of that fear is that you lose a game early in the season and it knocks you out. Well, you kind of eliminate that from the equation, because you could lose to Texas A&M the second or third week of the season. As long as you win the ACC, you're in the playoffs. I think if you expand this, Mick, because, you know, the one criticism I hear now is that people are kind of tired of seeing Alabama and tired of seeing Clemson, which is kind of a fun place to be in right now, you know, quite frankly. But I think the longer you make it go, if you make it eight, I think that benefits those teams even more. I think the depth that you can overcome injuries, that you can rotate players in, the deeper, stronger teams, I think, would almost always make it through those playoffs to the championship game. I think it benefits Clemson right now, because Clemson's one of the top two or three most talented teams in the country. So, you know, eight's fine, four's fine. I think it's going to go to eight, because I just don't think you can continue to do conference championships and keep conference champions out of this thing. It's just going to, at some point, cause too much problem, and that's where I think we're headed to the eight eventually.
I'm with you on that one. Hey, before I let you go, we're going to talk one more time next week. Let's talk much more about the game, the players next week, and maybe get some keys next week. But before now and then, people making their plans might already be out in Dallas. Tell us about the 213 consecutive edition of the Tiger Pregame Show.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Mick. First of all, I want to miss you and everybody at WCCP and everybody listening. Merry Christmas. Enjoy the time with your family. And then we'll pivot after that, quickly after that, as we get ready for the game. You and I will talk next Friday. Hope you have safe travels out into Texas area. But we'll be with you next Friday to preview the game. But the game itself on Saturday, December the 29th, 9 to 12, WCCP 105.5 The Roar. That's Central Time. If you're on the Eastern Time, that'll be 10 to 1. And just stay tuned to Twitter, Facebook, and all those things, and we'll keep everybody updated on it. And certainly hope to see a bunch of orange out there. We'll be at the IPTE gathering on Friday night at Texas Live. So go to the websites and check all that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And of course, we're one game away from hitting the tagline. The road to Santa Clara begins with the Tiger pregame show.
I love it, Scotty. Hey, have a great Christmas, man. Merry Christmas, and look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right, my friend. Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark Hawkins, Amanda McCall, all the people take care of you at Prime Lending. They want you to start out 2019 right. Give them a call now. Start that process with them now. You're buying a new home. You are renovating your current home. You are maybe thinking about refinancing what your current home is. Let them walk you through. There's all kinds of ways they can structure your loan, depending on what's best for you and your family and your bottom line. It's easy. It's online right here. Local companies, local branches everywhere. PrimeLendingSC.com. With John Hype, Mickey Plower, hour three after this.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP.